from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, August 7th. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Love Notes, from the spicy one, R. Car crying while they swim away. I'm sharing a personal essay that reads like a heartfelt phone call. It's not a study, just one mother's raw account of the ache that comes when a child leaves home, mixing love, grief, and a sense of loss that feels like a small death. She describes how the transition triggers deep sadness, even when the child is still nearby, and how she leans on a therapist, music from her boyfriend Noah Kahan, and the quiet of her car to process those feelings. The piece also points out how many moms hide this grief, lacking rituals to honour it. The author suggests finding community, like a mums-only group, where shared stories and practical tips, even dorm room checklists, can soften the isolation. She reminds us that the love that hurts is still love, not regret, and that we can hold it without carrying it alone. In short, it's a sincere reminder that feeling broken when a child spreads its wings is normal, and that leaning on support, creative outlets, and honest conversation can help us move forward. Next. Second, from Munch Menus. Morning Glory Oat Cakes. The cakes keep well. Store them in a paper towel-lined container in the fridge for a few days, or freeze them for up to 4 months, and reheat straight from the freezer in a toaster or microwave. If you need an egg-free version, swap the egg for applesauce, or a bit of melted butter plus water. There are plenty of topping combos: nut butter with extra maple syrup, cream cheese with apple butter, or even avocado and sliced turkey for a savoury twist. The whole point is to feel free to swap ingredients you already have, and still end up with a satisfying, nutritious breakfast. Up next. Third, from Kvella. 7 books with Jewish summer camp vibes. It's August, and we fully understand if you're planning your high holiday menu and dreaming of sweatshirt mornings. But it's still sweltering. Our kids are still out of school, and we haven't eaten enough ice cream yet, so we're not skipping ahead to fall anytime soon. In our personal lives, that is. At Kvella HQ, we're immersed in high holiday content. Catch us at a lake or on a beach, or under a cool blast of AC, reading about the summeriest of summer settings, Jewish summer camp. Can we ask, keep Jewish joy accessible to all? Reader donations help us do just that. And then? Fourth, from Kvella, the 5 best Jewish moments on life, Larry, and the pursuit of unhappiness. Larry David is back with a new show that commemorates 250 years of American independence. Life, Larry, and the Pursuit of Unhappiness reimagines important historical moments like Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call, Rosa Parks' refusal to move to the back of a bus, and the Boston Tea Party, all with Larry David dropped into the mix. Leaning heavily on the Larry David persona he developed in Curb Your Enthusiasm, David plays characters who kvetch their ways through history, constantly putting a damper on our country's biggest milestones. Next, fifth, from Badass Matriarch. What I Wore in Acadia, Apps You Love, Recent Thrift Finds, and much more. Happy Friday. Today's newsletter is a bit longer than usual. Lots to catch up on. The Lindsay Clancy case has been heavy on my mind this week. It is a very clear reminder of how incredibly lacking our maternal health in this country is. I have not watched every part of the trial, but it does seem as though she tried incredibly hard to get the help she desperately needed, and she was very vocal in how ill she felt. What does it take to listen and take women seriously? I felt differently after every child I had. All of it was difficult, none of it was easy. I didn't feel like myself for 10 years. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.